I think that just judging by the krechtsing that went on in this room, let alone the krechtsing that goes on in the broader community and in the world out there, there are a lot of challenges that face all of us. We don't know too many people, although present company may be excluded. Present company may be excluded that are ready to face challenges and say, yeah, that's fine. I don't mind the problem. I don't mind the trouble. I don't mind the pain. I don't mind the difficulty. I'm as happy about the pain as I am about feeling good. Most of us are not on that level. If anyone is, please stay with us after, and you'll give us all brachas. Okay, but most people are not. Most people would like to see a resolution to their problems. If I have parnosa problems, I'd like to see parnosa. If I have health problems, I'd like to see health. If I have nachas problems, I'd like to see nachas. If I have marriage problems, I'd like to see that resolved. Whatever the problem I may have, I would like to have the resolution of the problem. And even Chazal say by Yaakov Avinu, Bikesh Yaakov L'Shemes Mishalva. Even Yaakov at one point wanted to have a little bit of peace and quiet, so to speak, in this world. So it's something that we all want, we all need. And yet, it seems so hard to come by. And it seems to be so elusive. It seems to elude us no matter where we turn. This issue, that issue, the other issue. We wish we could bring it under control, and it doesn't seem to go. So it occurred to me that we say every day, three times a day, something which is very striking and very strange. And the strangeness only occurred to me very recently. In the first bracha in Shmone Esrei in Ovos, we refer to Hashem as the Melech. A Melech means He's the Melech, and we're His servants, or Avodim. He's the Melech. That's what Malchus is. Malchus is the king, and the kings, the people, his people are His subjects. Subjects means they're subject to His rule. He's the Melech, and they are the servants. We describe this Melech in the end of the first Brocha by three very strange terms. He's the Melech, and this is the Avni Eliyahu from the Goyin says this. He's the Melech Oizer, he's the Melech Moishia, and he's the Melech Mogein. And he explains that the Oizer, Moishia, Mogein refers to three different categories of Bali Bitochen. There's the Melech Oizer. Oizer means he helps. Help means, help by definition means, I do mine, and he helps. I'm doing something. I'm mishtadl, right? He's helping me. The katzah is helping me. The reality is, with all your mishtadlis, he's really doing it for you. But on a human level, on an apparent level, that's what it appears like. I am doing, and he's helping, right? He's melech oizer. He's helping me. If I have bitochon with the hishtadlus, that's the way the Goyin learns. Melech oizer moishia. Saving means I'm not doing anything. He's doing it all. If I have bitochon, I put my trust in Hashem. I say, listen, I'm not doing anything. I can't do anything. I don't know, whatever it is. My hands are tied. I'm just waiting for you. He's the Melech HaMoishia, who saves even without any ishtadlus. And he's Mogein. Mogein, he says, refers to one who puts himself in harm's way. Who puts himself in harm's way, and Hashem shields him. That's what a mogein is. A mogein is I'm standing in front of the guy with the arrow, and I'm standing here with the bow and arrow, and I'm standing here with my shield. So that's a mogein. Okay. So he's the melech ho'oizer. He's the melech who helps the bali bitochon who do hishtadlus. He's the melech hamoishia who helps the bali bitochon who do no hishtadlus, but they don't put themselves in danger. And he's the Melech HaMogein, who is, if he have the Bali Bitochen that have Ishtadlus and put themselves in trouble, he goes into the Kivshan or Eish, or he allows himself to be in places of Sakon, or whatever it may be, Hashem is the Mogein, and that's the Mogein Avraham. And interestingly, the Avudrom says that the Brocha, Brocha to Hashem, Mogen Avrohom, is based on the Posuk, Mogen Hu Lechol HaChoysim Boi. He is the Mogen, he's the shield, not just for certain people, but Lechol HaChoysim Boi. So this Midah of Mogen is not something that's exclusive to the giant tzaddik who's able to put himself in harm's way and rely on his tzidkis, but the Pasuk says, Mogen hu l'chol ha'chisim bo. In fact, it's reputed, I don't know, it's not written, I mean, it's written in books that this is what was said, that the Vilna Goin said to his Talmud, Reb Chaim Mivaloshin, he says, Mogen hu l'chol ha'chisim bo. So he says, Nishno Chaim, or maybe said the other way, or Nishno Eliyahu, not just Chaim and not just Eliyahu, but Mogen Hu Lechol HaChoysim Boi. Doesn't apply to you and me, you know, we're big guys, you know. It applies to everyone. Anyone who takes refuge, Chisoyin is like you take refuge. If the Goyin says, even without a promise, you just like you go under a rock, Tzur Chosoyubo, the Pasuk says, in Hazinu. So you take refuge under a rock, the rock didn't promise, you don't have to earn it, deserve it. I'm taking refuge under the rock is protecting me. This is Hashem is Mogen Hu L'chol HaChoysim Boi. What? So that's it. So Bitochen is a koyach that for the Bali Bitochen who are a little bit less, who with Ishtadlus, and that could be, like the Beis Halevi says, that sometimes the amount of Ishtadlus should be enough that you should be able to have Bitochen. Like I always say, you know, I can't have Bitochen that if I do absolutely no Ishtadlus, then I'll raise my budget. But I could have Bitochen that if I do a minimum amount of Ishtadlus in the right places, you know, not like my mother-in-law, Leah Sholem, once told me. She was visiting us, and she hears me talking on the phone, and she's a very smart lady. She understood a little of English, you know, from the British. She had, when the British were in Israel, but she could read faces. She didn't have to understand a language. Anyway, so she says, what are you doing? So I said, Meruftos fundraising, you know. They call that fundraising. That's what I'm doing. So she says, you remind me of a story. She says, this guy is crawling over there in the corner looking for something. So they ask him, what happened? He says, I lost a diamond ring. I said, where did you lose it? I lost it over there in the mud. So why are you crawling over here? Well, I should go crawl in the mud. She says, that's the kind of fundraising. You call the right people, man. You know, you're calling your old friends, you know. That's not fundraising. You got to go in the mud, you know. So that's Ishtadlus. But let's say whatever it is. But Hashem, if we do our Ishtadlus, that's it. I'm not on the level to be sure that without any Ishtadlus, but I have a certain bitochon with Ishtadlus, I trust Hashem, he'll protect me, he'll help me. If I'm on even a higher level, I don't even feel I have to do anything to be able to trust him, I just have that reliance, and I feel such that I can even go into that Kibshar HaEsh, I can put myself in danger, he's Mogen Hu L'chol HaChoysim Boi, and that applies to anyone who has those feelings, so these are universal, it's not to special kitois of people, it's universal to everyone. Fine. Now, what struck me, though, after this whole long introduction, is that according to what the Goyin is saying, he's referring to him as Melech Oizer, Melech Moishia, Melech Mogen. He's the king. What kind of a relationship do we have with our king? We have a relationship with our king that basically, he rescinded not only his control over the Torah, where he says, Lo bashamayim hi, and if the Bezdin will paskin, then even a paskal from heaven can't contradict it. But he gave us a tool to, so to speak, I'm afraid to say it even, almost force his hand, even in his conduct of the world, not just in the decisions of his Torah. In a sense, he turned the world over to us in a certain measure as well. What do I mean? What I mean is like this. He's the Melech. But to the Baal Bitochon, even though he's Mishtadl, he's not on the highest level of Bitochon, he's the Melech Oizer. He helps him. That's what he does. He responds to the Baal Bitochon. He's the Melech Meshiach. The guy's not doing any Ishtadlus, but he's trusting Hashem. Oh, you're trusting me? Okay, Mashiach. And he's Mogen. Hey, you're putting yourself in danger, but you're trusting me? So in a sense, the Melech gave us a vehicle to be able to issue a certain amount, a significant amount, an amazing amount of control over our own situation. And even though he is the Melech, he, in a sense, acquiesced or rescinded or allowed us to be able to influence other than the way he might have influenced it if we didn't have that bitochon. And to me, that is a very interesting thing. The power that this Malchus has given those that put their trust in him. Now, the truth of the matter is that tefillah itself is a tremendous power. Chazal say tefillah is a machzor, tefillah always accomplishes something, and Hashem listens to tefillah and so forth. That's true. But tefillah, the Or HaChaim, and we've mentioned this, I'm sure, the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, we mentioned before, Kriyas Yamsuf. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzak elai, dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu. What are you calling out to me? The Moshe Rabbeinu was praying, the Yamsuf is here, Paro is here, the wild animals are here and here. What's it time? What's it going to be? He says, dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu. Ma titzak elai. Frek the Or HaChaim, the Or HaChaim says, who should he call out to? What's this Ma titzak elai? I'm calling out to Hashem. So Hashem says to me, what are you calling to me? Well, who would you like me to call to? So he says, there was a kitrig on the Klal Yisrael. A kitrig meaning that because of some engagement or whatever level they had of Avodah Zorah in Mitzrayim, the Sultan had the ability to interfere with their tefillahs. There was such a thing, a kitrig. So therefore the tefillah couldn't help. But he says there's something that could help above and beyond. Al-apoy v'chamosoy, so to speak, of the Sultan. And that is the Koyach HaBitochon. He says, if the Emunah Bitochon, you go in, Dabra B'nai Yisrael V'yisoh, go into the Yamsuf, straight. You know, maybe that's where they had the pets. You know, and they go in and you'll see. That's a good terrace, yeah. and go in and you'll see. Oh, wow. The Koyach of Emunah Bitochon can be effective even where tefillah is limited. Tefillah in this case was limited because of a certain kitrig, and Emunah Bitochon goes beyond that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a koyach HaTefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a koyach HaTefillah that's super powerful. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something beyond that. And that is the koyach of Emunah Bitochon. And when a person puts his Bitochon in Hashem, whether he's the Oizer, the Moshiach, or Moge, whether he's the Mishtadel or the not Mishtadel, or the guy who does just the opposite, and even if he's Morgan Hula Chol HaChoyisim Boy, he's anybody, he's Nitno Chayim and Nitno Eliyahu, the Koyach HaBitochon can influence that which the Melech, who's in charge of everything, might not have acquiesced to without it. But with the Koyach HaBitochon, he has given us that acquiescence. Now, the truth of the matter is that I think we mentioned here that there's a mashmos in the Medrash by Hashem Pachad Esorah, the Medrash Rabbah, that the Bitochon also works in a gether of Mido Keneged Mido. Because Hashem says, you didn't give up your hope, so I will not disappoint your hope. And Hashem Pachad Esorah, and then Sorah was conceived and was able to have a child. So it seems it works with a Mido Keneged Mido. And the truth of the matter is, that this Mido Keneged Mido is an amazing koyach. It's basically another way that, see, so I guess, you know, to put it in context, Hashem created the world with Mishpot, Reishis Bo Elokim. B'yom Asoyis Hashem Elokim, Hashem was Hikde Midas HaRachamim U'Shotfoy B'Midas HaDin. He made Rachamim a Shutef with Din because otherwise we probably wouldn't survive. But there's a certain din in the world, there's a certain mishpat. And the reason for that is because otherwise it wouldn't be chesed. We'd be not appreciated, we'd be namad kisufa, we'd be embarrassed. I didn't earn it. If I didn't earn something, I can't appreciate it. But when I earn it, so then it's mine. However, there is also a program of Mida Keneged Mida. I like to call that Mida Keneged Mida program an entitlement program. Entitlement, the way I understand it, means that you didn't earn this, but you deserve it, machma something else. Something that qualifies you for this, even though you didn't technically earn it. And my most dramatic example of this, which I think is also a koyach that the melech has given us to, so to speak, force his hand. To force his hand. And just this concept of a melech, oizer mashiach umogin, he is the melech that through our level of trust in him, we can influence him to do that which otherwise he might not have done. He's given us endless power. He's given us, like, it's mind-boggling the extent of the power that we have. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "I say Ritzoinoi kiritzonecho, kadei sheyase Ritzoinchu kiritzoinoi." Do the Ratzon of Hashem as if it was your Ratzon, in order that he should do your Ratzon as if it was his. And I always found that to be very cheap. You're telling me to reach such high levels of Ritzoinoi kiritzonecho that I should do his Ratzon as if it was mine. Why? In order that he should do my Ratzon as if it's his. My Ratzon happens to be to have a couple of candies right now. Oh, so I'm going to reach this level of a say Ritzoinoi kiritzonecho. I'm going to do his Ratzon as if it was my personal Ratzon in order that he should reward me with a couple of candies. It's cheap. That's what we're talking about. I said the pshat is like this. There's nothing Hashem wants more than to reward me with candies. The candies, I'm not sure about this. I don't really need that. But there's nothing he wants more than to give us all of our heart's desires. The only thing is, the system, in order to maximize the chesed, is a system of earning, is a system of mishpat. And sometimes you don't qualify for your heart's desires with the system of mishpat. So, he gave us tefillah, which elevates us and sometimes entitles us to get things that otherwise we couldn't have. He gave us a koyach of bitochoin, of oizer moshiach umogein, which is, despite his malchus, his control, we can actually tip the scale and force the hand, so to speak. It's pachad even to speak this way, but with the koyach of our bitochon. And he gave us something else, and it could be it's mashma from that medrash that midas abitochon also works with this mida keneged mida. You're trusting me, so I can't let you down. It's also some kind of a mida keneged mida. But what's it here? I want to give you everything you want, but you didn't earn it. And I don't want to give chesed that you won't appreciate. I don't want to give chesed that you'll be embarrassed from, because that's against my ruling principles. Nama de kisufa is not my way. So what do? I say like this. There's a trick. You can bypass the system. Asei ritzoyna kirtzonecho. Do my will as if it was yours, and then you will force me. Kedei sheyase, you will force me to do ritzoyncho kirtzoyni. Why? Mida keneged mida. Because you will now become, you have not earned it, but you became entitled to it. So these are all parts of a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us in order to be able to, I guess the dramatic word would be to say manipulate the system. But it's not really a manipulation. It's really a fulfillment of the system. And let me suggest why. The Brisker of writes on the posuk, "V'hisaneg al Hashem v'yitel lachom mishalos libecho." You should have tainug, this pleasure in your connection to Hashem, and He will give you all of the desires and all of the requests of your heart. And he says that the "v'hisaneg al Hashem" refers to the midas habitochen. The midas habitochen is tainug al Hashem. I'm relying on Hashem. I have menuchas hanefesh, nothing to worry about. I have lack. I don't have lack because I'm relying on Hashem. Hashem will take care of all my needs. So I'm really in the optimum state of tainuk. This is the greatest pleasure. Well, and pleasures you want, Hashem will provide. You know what Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say? That others disagreed with him, but he used to say that bitochon can work even on luxury. So I have everything. I have everything. That's like the greatest of all gifts. The Brisker Rav said that the Pshat, I think it was the Brisker Rav or the Beis Halel, one of the Brisker family, Kavei El Hashem Chazak V'Yamitz Libecho V'Kavei El Hashem. What's that? Have hope in Hashem, strengthen yourself, and he will strengthen your heart. V'kavi al Hashem, and you'll have bitochen Hashem, have trust in Hashem, have hope in Hashem. He said, what's the pshat? So he said, a beautiful moshel, he said, there were two brothers, one very poor, one very rich. I think we mentioned this here not too long ago. One very poor, one very rich. But the rich one was a wonderful guy, and he used to give the poor brother everything he needed. He lived like a rich man. But one day he comes to his poor brother and he says, listen, why do you have to keep on constantly taking from me? Let me give you a massive sum of money. You'll invest it and you'll be a rich man like me. Why do you have to keep coming to me for everything that you want? I give it to you and I don't mind, but I'll give you now one big lump sum and you'll also become a gvir. So he says, that's the pshat. He says, to a Baal Bitochen, what are you going to give? Some candy? A couple of bucks? Cheap. You're going to give cheap stuff. No offense. Yeah? You know what you're giving? You know what the greatest gift is? V'kavi al Hashem. You're giving more bitochen. You're giving the means to get even more. The greatest reward that we could have is the reward to be able to have the bitochen, because the bitochen is the greatest gift, because it's the entitlement to everything. So, this is the Hashem gave us systems to be able to achieve all of the things that we want. There's another system which also is very powerful, and that's the system that the Nefesh HaChaim talks about. Ein od Malvado. It's actually the Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin. Chanina ben Doiso. The lady wanted to do kishif to kill him, and he said, "Bakasha, ein od Malvado. There's no koyach in the world besides Hashem. You can't do anything." Gemara asks the kasha, why is it called kishif? Because makhishim pamal shamayla, because they have the ability to even go against the gzera that was made in Hashemayim. So the Gemara answers, shayni Reb Chanina nofish tzusei. Chanina was different. He had great tzusim. So Nefesh HaChaim explains, Reb Chaim Voloshin says, doesn't mean he was relying on his tzidkis. But it says, the clarity of Einoid Milvadoi was so borur to him, that connection to Hashem as the only koyach. So I'm not afraid of your kishif. I'm not afraid of anything. Ein oid milvado iksiv. There is nothing else. Hashem controls everything. And he says it's a skula niflo that when a person faces outside negative influences, when he focuses his fullness of his being and his neshama, his heart and his mind on the fact that Hashem controls everything, that becomes a koyach to ward off all koychos uretzonos and all these negative influences that could exist. So Hashem has given us many different opportunities to be able to maintain a strong level of control in our lives, but it requires serious work to achieve it. So maybe since there is such a system of control, maybe we should talk once again for a moment about some of the ways to get there. And really, I think David HaMelech summarized it in one posuk. V'ani b'chastecho botachti, yogeh libi b'shuasecho, v'shira la'ashem ki gomol olai. We're not relying that Hashem's going to give us what we want. We cannot come there directly. Why? Why should he? Maybe I don't deserve it. Well, okay, if I have a mido keneged mido, or if I have a bitochen, but how can I even get the bitochen? You know, like, maybe I don't deserve it. So David HaMelech said, I trust your chesed. The first yesod in developing bitochen is to develop a trust in Hashem's infinite and endless chesed. Everything he does is chesed. Look at the chesed, look at the chesed, look at the chesed all over the world. You see something happening, see in it chesed. I must admit that this afternoon I heard something which on many levels is very, very troublesome. On some of the troublesome levels, I can't take lightly at this point. But on one of the troublesome levels, which seems to spell such a devastating, you know, Baruch Hashem, not life or death or health or any of those things, but you know, like the Weltzot, it's only money. You know what I mean? If it's only money, it's not such a, you know. But to be able to look at that and say, no, this is Chesed. Huh? What are you talking about? Where's the chesed? This is anti-chesed. This is just the app. No, it's chesed. What do you mean? I know, because I know everything Hashem does is chesed. I know kol madov rachmona tavovit. V'ani b'chastuch obotachti. I trust your chesed. I know your chesed is me'olam ad olam. I know it's hoidul Hashem ki le'olam chasle. I know that your chesed and your rachamim has taken me to this point and will never cease to carry me further. Once a person has that, that can lead him to a certain sense of trusting. Now I can begin to feel. It's emotional. It's not logical. It's emotional. You know, listen, with all this chesed that he does, I just got this feeling that he's not going to let me down. Or at least I will never lose hope because I know how much chesed he does. I know the extent and the intensity of his chesed. So at least that'll keep me with kavei el Hashem, and that will continue to reward me with more and more hope until eventually something will happen. So it's a process. It doesn't come easy. It's easy to fool ourselves. There is no bitochen button that we can just press and everything is going to happen. It's work. It's hard work. It's ongoing work. It's consistent work. It's a work of a lifetime. But it works. It actually allows us a means and a vehicle to have influence in the world, in the melech, on the melech, who otherwise was not at that moment necessarily ready, nor were we worthy of getting a certain whatever it may be. But now, because of that, midas habitochon, everything changes. So I think it's a very worthwhile endeavor for us to work as much as we can, as hard as we can, as consistently as we can, to strengthen that midas habitochon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look at that, look at the effort, and grant us success in the effort, and look at the bitochon, and grant us the fulfillment of kol mishalus libeinu l'toivo.